This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Midah is Perek Dal, Mishnah Dal. The Mishnah continues discussing the three levels of toim around the Hechel. Hatachtoino, the bottom level, Chamisha, the width of the room was 5. Berovid, the floor of the middle floor, which is really the ceiling of the bottom floor, Shisha. That's Pashut. Why? The flooring of the middle floor rested on the walls of the bottom floor. So it had to cover not only the empty space, which is the chalal, the room space, but it had to cover the walls also. So it was a half an amah on each side. So it was a total of 6. And the same thing is true on the next level also. V'emtzoyis shisha, the width of the room in the middle floor was 6. V'roivid, the floor of the third one, which is really the ceiling of the second one, is 7. Sheva. Well, yoina sheva, the top one, of course, the width is going to be 7. Shenema ha-yotzia tachtoini, yotzia is the word in Sefer Melachim, which is really the tzur of the Bayis Rishon, but you have also the rooms over there. On the bottom is Chomish Bahama, Rochbo, Vatichoin, Shesh Bahama, the middle one is 6 Namas Rochbo, Vashlish is Sheva Bahama Rochbo, that's the Pshan the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. On the Tzad Hatzofoin of this whole structure of Kobis, of Toim, there was a Kevish, which we call the Mesiba, because it winds around until the roof of the Toim on top on the Tzad HaMairiv. This went from Tzofin to Ma'ariv. U'mesibah haya ha'isa oyla mekeren mizrachus tzvaynis. From Mizrach Tzofin until lekeren tzvaynis ma'arovis. So it was on the Tzad ha'tzofin, but it went from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. Shebo haya oyla legagas ha'toyim. It went up. So this ramp, it wasn't steps, it was a ramp, and it went straight up. And it was not covered because you want to leave the outside open because the windows of the Toim should let in light. If you're going to cover over the Mesibah, so then that's going to block out any access to light inside the Toim. So this went up on the Tzad Mizrachis from Tzofoin to Doron. They went up Legagas HaToim, if you want to check that there's no leaking, that there's nothing faulty. Hayayla b'Mesibah panav l'mayriv, he went up towards Ma'ariv. He lech al pnei Tzofin. He was going up to al tzad Tzofin. Not sure he gil in Ma'ariv. He gil in Ma'ariv. Hofach ponav l'doroim. And then he turned on the tzad ha-doroim. He gil l'doroim. Hofach ponav l'mizrach. Hoi mahalach ba-doroim. He went on the top. Now he's already going on the top of the toim el yoinim. Ad shu magil l'pischa shal aliyah. Until he got to the Pesach of the Aliyah that's on top of the Hechel and the Kodesh Kodoshim. Shepischo shel Aliyah pesuach ledorim. That's where it was open to. Now there was a Pesach at that point to the Aliyah. This is all Mavur and the Psukim in Melachim. There was a Pesach that was in, there was an Aliyah that went, that was an entryway to the Hechel. Ubepischo shel Aliyah hayushtekle nosois. There were two beams. Shal Erez, we've had this concept before. Shabhemo Yo'ilum Legago Shal Aliyah. Kanir, that it wasn't just two beams, otherwise how would that help him to go up to the top of the Aliyah? Kanir, that it was like a ladder. This is what the Mefarshim say. Take a look at the Tesiyam Tev. Obviously the two beams had rungs on it. You were able to climb. There were niches in the two Klunsoi Shal Erez. He put his foot in one, he put his foot in the other. He was able to climb up a kitzer to the roof of the whole structure. The Rosh Pei Pispis in Mavdilim, when he would climb up to the structure, he could be in the Hechel, he's a Kohen, but he can't be on the other side, the Kodesh Kadoshim. And the structure, the roof of the structure, goes over the whole Hechel, even though there's a dividing wall between the same way there is between the Ulam, the Pesa, and the Hechel, and there's between the Hechel and the Kodesh Kadoshim, but the roof is the same roof. So he would climb up all the way to the roof of the structure. It would be the same roof. He could easily, if he's going over to check something, he could go into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Shteta on the Mishnah, V'roshe pispisim avdilim. The top of the beams, or there were beams, that were mavdil, that were a dividing line, ba'aliyah ben ha-kodesh u ben kodesh ha-kadoshim. The lulin hoye psuchim ba'aliyah. There were like windows, like little tunnel shafts that went in the aliyah, on the top part of the roof of the heichal that went from there into the Kodesh Kadoshim on top. Shebehenoy mishalshin sa'umanim b'teboys. If there was a need to fix something in the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Uman, a worker, couldn't walk through the door. Nobody could walk through the door of the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's only the Kohen Gadol, B'yom HaKippurim. So now they would lower them, literally, they would lower them in a box. Kadesh le'yazunu e'neim mi'beis Kodesh Kadoshim. It would be like they're not there. There would be a need to fix something on the wall, the Kodesh Kadoshim. They would lower them to the place where they had to be fixed. They would stick their hand out. They would fix whatever they had to be fixed, and they would take them back up.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.